This is a dictation for a patient, Shainel Dooley, S-H-A-Y-N-E-L-L. Last name is Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y, date of birth 4-24-1990, date of accident is 4-8-2024, date of service is 4-17-2024. The patient has a chief complaint of pain in the neck, left shoulder, middle of the back, bruises on the right arm, very sore, and difficulty in sleeping. Severe pain in the lower back, middle back, neck area, and the left shoulder. The patient attributes all of these pains to the automobile accident that happened on 4-8-2024 around midnight, 12:15 a.m. She was traveling as a front seat passenger in a Mercury Sable at around 30 miles an hour near Plymouth Road in Evergreen. She was traveling with a male friend of her family who was dropping her to home. The patient was reported that their car was traveling on eastbound Plymouth and it was rear-ended at an intersection, causing damage to the steering, damage to the headrest. Oh, sorry. The only damage was to the rear of the car. Bumper was damaged, but there was no breakage to the glass. The steering wheel, seat belts, headrest, dashboard, they're all okay. Patient report that they were hit by a black SUV at around 65 miles an hour, and they were restrained, and airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene, and the ambulance arrived at the scene. Patient did not go to any emergency room on the accident day. Regarding the injury, patient report that she jerked very hard. Her neck got whiplashed after hitting into the headrest. And then there was a bruising of the right arm. She doesn't remember what she hit. There was no bleeding or laceration or fractures. There was no damage to chest, pelvic or abdomen. And only the left shoulder was more painful. No headaches, no symptoms of TBI are reported. Patient denies any taste, smell problem, TMJ problem, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision problem, no hearing problems. There are no memory problems, balance problems, no incontinence, no other issues, no nausea, seizures or loss of consciousness. In addition, patient report that she has no weakness, lightheadedness or lethargy, trouble walking. She can easily walk 2 or 3 blocks without any adaptive device. She can stand up to 20 minutes. And there was no loss of consciousness, no sleep disturbance or sudden anesthesia. She denies incontinence of the urine bowel and denies any anxiety, depression, panic. She does have a numbness and tingling of the left upper arm near the shoulder area, but it doesn't go down below the elbow. This numbness and tingling is continuous. No numbness and tingling is reported to the lower extremities, to the buttocks or the front of the legs. Patient report that these pains are continuous and they are described as throbbing, heart burning, aching and heavy, and severity of the pain is from 8 to 9. The ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and relieved by lying down. The patient report that there is left shoulder area is numb and tingling, but there is no muscle weakness of the upper or lower extremities, no motor weakness, and no bladder bowel incontinence. The pain in the left shoulder, neck, mid back, and lower back is described to be 10 almost. Patient reports no treatment has been afforded yet and she hasn't had any x-ray chest, x-ray, MRI, CT scan. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for the surgical history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment status. She works in a plant, temporary service, 32 pound a pound. She left for 8 hours, but she sits most of the time. Currently, she is not working, and she has Kevin Gordon as the attorney. Personal history, please review the chart. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 133/86, and pulse is 78, pulse ox is 98. Height is 5'8", weight 220. This is a 34-year-old African-American female of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinuses, jaundice, loving colonicia, very good hydration, and no sign of any acute distress, shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be anxious or lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile reasonably with independent and without using any adaptive device. Rest of the physical exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Psychiatric is normal. Musculature examination is also normal. The musculoskeletal examination reveals, on inspection, there is a spine has a normal curvature alignment, no scars are noticed. Palpation, there is no scoliosis, kyphosis, and humpback and pelvic iliac crest height is equal. Note, pelvic tilt is noticed. Spine tenderness is noticed in the area of L4 and L5 and S1 and bilateral sacroiliac joint. And there is a paravertebral muscle spasm, will be from L1 to L5 bilaterally, and also in C1 to C7 in the cervical area. But no trigger points are noticed, no tenderness is noticed, 1 plus hypertonicity is noticed. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 40, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 60. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40 and extension is 10, and the side flexion 15. And bilateral rotation is 15. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lerman test was positive. Destruction test is positive. Protohal test is negative. Myelopathy sign is positive. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and slump test are negative. In lumbar spine, the straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Budzinski-Kernick test is negative. Dreger test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Davinsky test is negative. Sacroiliac joint. Bilateral sacroiliac joint is slightly tender. Faber test and Gonsolin test are found positive bilaterally, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. Destruction test is negative. Ely compression test negative. Standing flexion test negative. Extremities examination, all the extremities except left shoulder are found to be completely normal, with normal motor power, normal reflexes, normal circulation, normal range of motions. No leg length discrepancies noticed. The Chenille sign, Phelan sign are negative. Gait is normal, and Cook test is negative. In the area of left shoulder, patient informs that the pain is severe, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. She is able to move passively, range of motion is normal. In active motion, up to 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion is exhibited without pain. After that, patient experienced some pain. Rotator cuff examination was positive. The Hawken-Kennedy test is positive. And speed test, near test are positive. Anterior posterior apprehension test is positive, and dropout test is negative. Motor power is normal. The diagnosis is as follows. In general, V8 9.2 X60, Z7 9.891, and CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, left shoulder M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Cervical spine M54.2, 50.2, 54.12, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine M54.09, 54.6, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care for Shinal dueling comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Regarding physical therapy is ordered to neck, mid-back, lower back, left shoulder, 3 times per week with the traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training. The patient is disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Medications are provided. Naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for healing, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Elevil 50 mg at night, 30 tablets, Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily for topical pain relief. Patients provided Neurontin 600 mg 12 hourly for headaches and other issues. Tylenol codeine number 4, 1 every 12 hours, 7 days. 14 tablets are provided for pain relief. MAPS are reviewed. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, not warranted. Fitness club, yes. Available MRI and imaging record, none are available. Interventional pain procedure, none. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attendant care, none. Caseworker, none. Past medical records, none are available. Investigations, patients not being ordered any investigation right now. DME, patient is ordered to have neck brace, back brace, tension. Education is yes. Follow-up visit is yes. Personal support, yes. Thank you. Patient will be seen in 15 days.